Are we on?
Hello. Here we are. We're among the realms, broadcasting right here from beautiful Hamburg, New Jersey. And we're here at Trinity Metaphysical Center, home of E-Crypt, the world-famous ghost hunters and investigators. And we're sitting here right now with Jackie Geary.
Hello.
Jackie actually set up the phenomenal fest that we had last, was it 2 weeks ago already, right?
No, it was just like a week and a half.
Week and a half ago, but I mean...
Feels like yesterday.
It was phenomenal. We had so many people show up because it was at the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds right here in Sussex County and over in Augusta. And what happened was is that we had it last year at a farm, and it was pretty good. Needed to expand dramatically. What we did was Jackie got a hold of a bunch of people and vendors and what have you, and... Jackie, I really didn't expect it to have that much traffic.
I think we were all surprised.
I didn't think we were going to have that much traffic. And the people that were coming through, everybody loved it. We had psychics and mediums, right? You, obviously, one of the feature people there, along with Jane Daugherty.
Yep.
A couple of other people that were doing very well. We're going to talk about people that were there and different people. And we're just out there and, you know, wondering if anybody's out there listening to us now, if anybody had actually attended. I know that we were talking about the radio show, and a lot of people said, oh, gee, I got to listen in. But you know how life gets in the way. We do have our regular listeners and people that call in. If you do want to call in, the number here is 347-633-9648. Again, that's 347-633-9648. So the idea here is now is we're going to be talking a lot about the fest. We're going to be talking about the people that were there, the vendors, what went on, how long it went.
Paranormal groups.
Paranormal groups, fire throwing groups. I mean, it was the food trucks.
Bands.
What was that, the hula truck or something?
The Ona Hula truck.
Ona Hula, my favorite new food truck around. It was phenomenal. But we'll be getting into that in just a second. But we're going to sit there and say, since Jackie was one of the main features there, and we're going to talk about the other people too, but Jackie, you were booked from the time we started till the very late
the
night.
The next day, yeah.
Well, you were working till what, 10 o'clock Saturday night?
Saturday, I did a reading at 10 o'clock at night.
10 o'clock.
And we didn't leave till about 12 in the morning.
And then on Sunday, we opened up at 11.
Yep.
And your book was booked.
Yeah, I mean, it was, the amount of, the volume we had was just unbelievable. I was booked on Saturday at 4 o'clock. I was booked out till Sunday at 5 o'clock. It was amazing. It was great. But we had people who came on Saturday, and then they loved it so much, they came back on Sunday, you know. So it was, we had a great time.
We did have a good time, and you know what? I think the shop itself had a great showing. We had a lot of good people there from
the
shop.
The table was like 10 deep out. It was, you know what? Every vendor that came up to me at the end of the festival told me that it was one of the best shows they ever did. And some of them who had said they'd been doing it for 25, 30 years said it was the most money they had made in that amount of time, too. So I mean, there the volume, I mean, we estimated about 1,500. It was probably far more than that.
Oh, it was way more than that.
Because we couldn't even get, we couldn't even get everybody.
Well, it was constant traffic. People walking in, people walking out, people walking in.
Yep.
And then people in line waiting to get readings. Yep. People waiting in line to buy all kinds of stuff, jewelry, crystals,
you name
it.
Yeah, we're
going to
up our readers next year and our paranormal group. So.
Yeah, it was just, it was insane. I don't think we did have enough readers there. Because it was just people standing in line waiting. In fact, a lot of people were a little annoyed that they couldn't just walk up and get a reading, you know, just like, oh, here I am.
I don't think anybody expected it to be that busy, but we did have two readers that at the very last minute, like literally that morning, couldn't. One was sick. One had a family emergency. We can't control that.
Mm-hmm.
But even with two more on there, we probably need four more for next year. The two that we would have had if there hadn't been, circumstances and, a few extra because they were the most in demand.
Yeah.
And even Jane Daugherty was there. She was booked out, the same you know, 2 days out too. So,
yeah.
But the vendors did great. I mean, everybody had a lot of different stuff, a lot of different things, unique things. You know, face painting was busy, the airbrush tattoo, just all of the things that we had. We had an artist outside who actually did spray paint art. You know, people loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had entertainment. You know, we had the fire throwers, and we had the hula hoopers that were doing it with the fire too, and they did Pilates and, you know, all kinds of neat stuff. So, poi.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I don't think there was one dull moment.
No, there wasn't. I didn't think there was either. In fact, you know, with everybody that was there, I think the only thing we were missing was a tattoo artist. I mean, a real tattoo artist, because I'm sitting there saying to myself, I was so much into what was going on. I was like, wow, you know, if there was a tattoo artist, I think I could think of a tattoo I'd like to get right now. And there wasn't one there. But you know what? Considering everybody else that was there, I mean, I picked up a bunch of business cards only because I wanted to try to remember who was there, and I'm sorry if I don't have everybody's. But there were people there, just like I wish I could remember her name, from funesigs.com.
Oh, that's Jen.
Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, funesigs.com. She was there, and people were, obviously, you know, you get there, and if you forget your e-cig at home, or you forget your cigarettes, she was there.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to get on the...
And much healthier than smoking a cigarette.
Well, that hasn't been proven yet. But my wife likes it. So, you know, since she was basically angry with me that day, I figured I'd buy her one and take it home. It didn't help. But, you know, she likes it now. It's after the fact. She liked it now. There was also, I guess we might have a call in later, from Dana Bree,
mm-hmm.
a Dream Art by Dana.
Yep.
And a lot of people were totally amazed at the talent that Dana has. Now, Dana's been doing all kinds of, I guess, graphic arts and stuff for, oh, I don't know how long. And she is fantastic at it. And some of the stuff that she has is just phenomenal. If you wanted to see some of her stuff, you could go out to www.dana-dreamart.com and see it. But, I mean, you know, people were stopping and looking, and I mean, I don't think they could get enough of it. It was great mm-hmm. stuff. So, I mean, you know, that was good. One of my favorites was beeswax candles. I mean, I was talking to Denise Webb, okay? She lives right here in Sussex County, and she's got, they raise honeybees.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're usually at the fair, too.
Yeah, they're usually at the fair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you sit there and you say, oh, I could buy honey at the store. Okay, it's not the same. It is, but it's not. You know, it's almost like sitting there saying, you know, I'm going to go get a tan, and it's the same as if I go to the beach. No, it's not. You're going to get mm-hmm. a tan. It's not the same. This was totally natural. They were there. They had all kinds of stuff. I mean, pure beeswax candles. It says long-burning, handmade, sweetly fragrant candles. And that was, again, with Denise Webb. And her number is 973-714-3646. We have these numbers just in case anybody wants to contact the store, so in case you do. But before I go any further, what a lot of people didn't realize was the fact that we were going to have entertainment the entire day, both days.
They didn't expect it, you know.
Both days.
And we had phenomenal, just the bands that volunteered their time or the solo artists.
Yeah.
They were amazing singers, amazing bands. They had a huge following too, and it's so nice that we had like unity that way too, because all those people were trying out things, and you know, it was just great. Like, I couldn't have asked for a better event or nicer weather.
Oh, the weather was fantastic. We had great weather.
Yeah.
But what did we do? We started out on Saturday with, what was it, Andrew Gallagher?
Yes.
Andrew yep. started playing, and he just had his acoustic guitar, and we're talking about Andrew Gallagher. I don't know if, you know, how many people know Andrew personally. I do. I know him from church. But Andrew has been spending a lot of time with some Christian rock bands. He's also mm-hmm. been recording and writing songs down in Nashville.
Yep.
We're talking probably somebody who's going to be extremely famous probably within the next 2 to 5 years. And he was there. He gave up his time and his talents, And he was just fantastic. And people were crowding around just that little corner where, because they wanted to see who was singing.
Yep.
So, I mean, having him there was great. And that's not to say that everybody else wasn't great. We had some, the talent there was phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
And what got me was, as the day went on, and, you know, the music moved outside it where, you know, you could really get a better group and better sound for bigger groups and louder groups.
Well, the drums.
Well, the drums, yeah. The drums helped a little bit. But, I mean, the groups were just phenomenal. I mean, you know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, okay? And there was even a group that played that stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I know that song. And then there was another guy that was singing, he sang some Garth Brooks stuff, Thunder Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I wish I could remember his name. He was outstanding. But we're sitting there saying, you had entertainment, musical entertainment, from the beginning of the day to the end
Saturday
of the day.
Saturday, it went from 11 in the morning till 12 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, it was about 11 to 8. Or nine,
yeah,
because you know they just kept playing.
Yeah, and you know what?
Till they couldn't anymore.
You know what I did? I didn't know how good the music was going to be, so about I think it was 4 or 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I called my son up, and he was at work. You know, he works as a mechanic, and I said, "Hey, Jimmy, do you know what's going on down here at the fairgrounds?" And he goes, "No, what?" I said, "Only what I've been talking about for the past 3 months." I said, "The Summerfest is here." He goes, "Oh, yeah, right." I said, "You know what? They got bands down here." I said, "And it's free admission, and they're going to be playing till about 11 or 12 tonight." He goes, "What?" I said, "Free admission, free parking, free everything. Mm-hmm. Just come down." He goes, "I got to get on the phone. Forget it, Dad. I got to call my friends now." And that was it. And I'm telling you, when he came home, it was about 1:30 in the morning. He says, "Dad, those bands were great."
Yep.
So I was like, I knew they were good.
Yeah.
But when you hear it from your son, who's like in his 20s, obviously they were good.
Yeah, there was a big crowd of.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us a little bit about these guys? You remember Clovis?
Oh, no. You know what? I know they played, but they were added in towards the end. They were very, very good.
Really?
Yeah. And I was, since I was in the corner doing reading so much, I missed a lot of it. But I met the one guy from the band. He was very, very nice. They were very nice. All the band members from the bands were very, you know, so nice and sweet. And
yeah.
But, they were very good. Very good.
Yeah.
That we also had, they were one of the bigger bands that played outside, along with Reno and Blind Men Driving.
Yeah, oh, Blind Men Driving.
Oh, my God,
they
played
the group.
2 nights and people came back both times for them.
That's the group I was thinking of, Blind Men Driving.
Yep.
They were phenomenal.
Yeah.
I saw their
and they're so nice.
Name. Oh, yeah, they were all great. But I tell you what, we have a bunch of callers coming in, and I'm sorry if we can't get to everybody. I mean, we're going to be talking about it the whole night. I'm going to take one of the calls now, all right, and let's see who's on the line here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Is this Dana?
This is Dana, yes.
Hey, what's up, kiddo? What do
you
got to say?
Well, you said such a nice thing about me. I had to call up here. You know, this was the very first event I have ever done. And so it was a learning experience for me, but it was just awesome. You know, so, I mean, I really enjoyed it, and I met a lot of fabulous people, and what can I say?
Well, so, you're just very talented, too.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I think we've unleashed a monster. I'm going to do a couple other ones to see how I do here.
Well, I tell you what.
I really, really enjoyed it.
With the amount of people that you had coming by your booth and talking to you about your art and everything and just walking away very happy, I tell you what, I can see in the future of the fest, year after year after year, you being there and a lot of people really enjoying it. Again, if anybody wants to go further into Dana's stuff, it's www.dana-dreamart.com. And Dana, you got a chance to walk around and see some of the other people that were there, right?
Oh, I did. I thought it was amazing. You're right. I can't say enough about the music. I mean, I was sort of blown away by it. And I even partook of a raindrop therapy in Ruth and Vera's tent, and I just was, it was amazing. And then some of the products, you know, it was so beautiful. All the stuff that was there and the energy in the place was just marvelous.
And you got a tattoo too, right? You did the airbrush tattoo.
Oh, I got a tattoo. Yeah. Well, you know what? I saw this 5-year-old girl walking around with a glitter tattoo on her hand. I said, "Where did you get that?" She said, "There's a tattoo over there." So there's a young guy and girl doing airbrushed henna tattoos using little templates and things. So I got a red dragon, and he says, "You want it on your hand?" I said, "No, I want it on my neck." He says, "Your neck? We've never done your neck before. We've never done a neck before." I said, "That's where I want it." He says, "Oh, that's so cool." You know, it's like, so I walked around with a red dragon tattoo. And I don't know if Vera's around. She's got to tell you how she walked around. She was hysterically funny. And she sort of got involved in the fairy group there. And she was a legitimate fairy for the day, wearing her little wings.
Yeah, she was wearing her wings.
Yeah,
she had her fairy wings.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So, the name of that group that was doing the tattoos, it was called actually Airbrush Tattoos. And
by Nick and it was what was her name? Nick and
I got Stephanie and Stacy.
Because I think the was her boyfriend Stephanie and
right, that's what it was. But anyway, they were outstanding. Dana, it was all I had to do to keep my hands off of you after you got that tattoo.
Oh, get out of here! You think your wife is pissed off at you now? Wait till you go home.
Yeah, I got news for you. She's not listening to me. If she knows I'm talking, she's probably turned this off already. No, but the idea is that what did you think about the turnout?
Oh, wasn't it fabulous?
I thought
it was.
Yeah,
it was fabulous. What can I say? You know, the people just... I just enjoyed myself so much, and the venue there. Oh my goodness, what a great venue! From the bathrooms to the vendors to the everything, it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm in the bathroom.
Even camping. I mean, even the camping was nice. So all the campers said it was nice over there too. So.
And it was a week after the state fair.
Yep.
And I'm telling you.
How about that? Yeah. So I thought that was
were coming in.
Pretty good turnout considering that. But we're totally different, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So how many different pictures do you think you're going to have for next year?
Oh, forget about it. I got to start painting again, don't I? You know.
Yeah,
but I've got a whole new grouping that I'm going to work on. So it's like it was very inspirational. They take quite a while to do because I work in airbrush and you know you have to. It's like you mask these things out with tape and then you paint and then you, you know, undo that and do another section and then you do a section by hand and it's like, you know, it's a time consuming thing but something that I really enjoy doing.
Where do you get your inspiration?
Well, from dreams. Like I said, it's like the whole thing is from...
Dream art.
You know, I start out with a dream, something I see in a dream, and it's a little thing, and then pretty soon that little thing becomes just a little tiny piece of the painting because from that little item, then I say, oh, well, what if I did this, and what if I did that, you know? But it all
you
starts
need to
out
do
with
a unicorn for Charlie.
Well, you
can make him riding the unicorn.
That's got all kinds of connotations. Don't go there. That's not what we're doing. No. I was just wondering if you had any inspiration from Belvedere.
Oh, well, no, not lately.
Not lately. Well, that's pretty good either way. But when we were talking earlier about all the different places, all the different people that were there, And I'm not talking, we had everybody there. I mean, we had people that were interested in ghosts, people that were interested in
the paranormal. I mean, the paranormal groups were there till 12 in the morning.
People constantly coming over to the desks. And it was all you could do to, I mean, I was only at the desk there on Saturday for what, like maybe 3-4 hours. And I was talked out.
And Sunday you were there the whole
day. Oh, yeah. Well, almost.
Good chunk of the day.
Good chunk of the day. But I was talked out. And for me to get talked out, that's pretty amazing. But the idea here is that people would come over, they'd see something, and it wasn't the fact that, they were a little shy to come up to the table. And all you had to do was say, are you interested in ghosts? You know, do you like this stuff? Do you believe in spirits?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd sit there and all right away. They'd start telling you all about their house or their friends or somebody.
Well, sometimes it's just them being engaged, because we might have EVPs or video to show them, but they might not know a lot about it, or they might be really interested in it, but, you know, sometimes coming up to the table, they're not that, you know, they're a little leery at
first.
Well,
they don't know you either.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a little extroverted when you're a vendor or when you're sitting there talking to people. And, I think our group is great as far as being extroverted goes. The people that stick around are the extroverted ones. The ones that aren't, don't. Okay?
Right.
But the idea here is the fact that our group is so diverse. I mean, Vera, who does Reiki, she's a lawyer. Okay? Yeah. Dana, what would you consider yourself, a commercial artist?
Yes.
Okay, a commercial artist. I mean, she does. You've been working in that field for how long now?
I don't even want to say, but I used to work for, I used to be an art director for CBS television and associate art director for NBC television, and I worked for some big agencies in New York, and, basically most of my career I've spent working in New York for agencies and things.
I'll tell you what, your stuff is unbelievable. But, I mean, we've got all types of different people here. We've got people that work for the Water Commission. We got me. I work in a bank. Okay, I roll coin. You know, that's my job. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
No, I do a little different things. But the idea here is the fact that the people that were coming in, one of the fellows that came over to our desk for eCrypt, for our ghost investigations, he was a state trooper.
I remember.
And he sits there, and his name was David. I forgot his last name.
A very psychic one.
Very psychic. And he sits there, and he was talking about how he... You know, you get that gut feeling, just like our David, you know, Vera's husband. Mm-hmm. He was a cop. You get that feeling in your stomach, and you're actually taught to trust that feeling. Because if you don't trust it, you're going down. It's not a good thing. You got to trust your instincts, your intuition, just like you tell us.
Yep.
You know, just relax and think about it. But
we actually had people that came over with EVPs, too. Like, they actually came to the festival with things they caught in their house to... You know, show us and that type. I remember they, I didn't get to, I wasn't over there when they did it, but they did email afterwards and say how great a time they had and, how much, how helpful everybody was and that you, because they specifically said you confirmed, one of their EVPs.
It was amazing. In fact, one lady came up and her and her girlfriend came up and they were talking about this woman's house. And how she lived over in Branchville near Pine something or other nursing home that closed up years ago. And she said there were like 7 or 8 houses on the street, and they were all abandoned except the one she was living in. And that Pine place, the assisted living place, was abandoned also. And she was living on the street, and then she finally sold the house, who knows to who. But before she left, she was in the living room and she took a picture of the front window. And she got a picture where it looked like people were looking in at her from outside. And there was nobody else out there.
Awesome.
And she brought the picture in and she gave it to me. And she put it on the table. She says, here, take a look at this.
Is that the picture that you... Did you leave that picture there?
I
saw that one.
Yeah.
All right. That's what that is.
Oh, it was an amazing picture. I mean, but everybody's got a story. We did a whole show on that, right? What's your ghost story?
Yeah, but now you have these people that kind of came out, checked us out, and there are a lot of people that want an investigation.
Yeah,
that just they didn't even know we did this stuff.
Well, you know what though, a lot of people want it. They're not going to get it because, you know, you being busy with the TV guy now, with the producer and everything. I mean, it you get to a point where, you know, you can't just take everything that comes along. You want to help people.
We'll squeeze as many in as we can.
Well, yeah, we will. And you know what? That's a good thing because we're helping people. Mm-hmm. But you can't take
everybody.
We'll
just bring some of them might be on TV with us.
Well, you know what? And that would be great. That would be great. You go to their house and you show them, introduce them, and they're on TV. But, I mean, you know, that guy was talking about doing all kinds of things here. So I'm just hoping we have enough time to continue doing that, right? And you're doing your readings, too. I mean, you know.
We'll just have to shoot the fest on TV next year.
How cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
I mean, you know.
We're going to be live.
It'll be you, Jane Doherty, and maybe we could bring in the Long Island medium. She could be third in line there. That would be great. I mean, you got to go in more in order of importance. But, yeah, I like her, too. But, I mean, the idea here is, you know, you do with what you have. And we got so much. This is going to be phenomenal.
Yep.
And I feel bad for all these people that are behind Dana on this line, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get to them because we got so much to talk about. Dana.
Well, I'm gonna sign off, and I just wanted to, you know, say thank you for setting this thing up. It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it.
Dana, we enjoy having you here.
Well, thank you, Bo. Thank you all. Have a good evening.
If you see Vera, tell us we said hi.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, there's some other things, too, that I wanted to talk about because, like I said, I got a couple of these business cards. There was a guy there that I really didn't get what he had there. He was a vendor.
Okay.
He had these stones, and he had these little wicks sticking out of them.
Oh,
the flat
that was
stones.
The stone candles.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. His name was, he had Fontaine de Sante. That was his name. And he was there. His name was Sheik. And him and Jennifer actually run the thing. And what it was is he had these flat stones, either cut, you know, maybe by 4x4 or 6x6. Mm-hmm. And they sat flat, but they had a wick coming out of the top of them. And they had a little glass thing glued to the bottom of the stone.
Yeah.
And you could light them and they were great.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all kinds of other flat stones, bigger ones.
Cheese boards even.
Cheese boards. And that would be, they could be used as candles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at him, and I'm going, geez. I said, you know, the more I looked at him, the more I liked him. And I sat there, and I said, geez, you know, he's probably charging an arm and a leg for some of this stuff. And I turned one of the things over, and I was like, are you kidding? That's it? It was like 1995.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there going, where's the ATM? Because it was really good.
Yeah, that was the other good thing. There was an ATM in the building.
Yeah, exactly. That was really good. But, I mean, this guy, Sheik, he was great. And Fontaine de Sante, I thought it was fantastic stuff. Actually, he's got a www.fontainedesante.com. And he's got a number, 973-202-3776. So, you know, I just thought he was very interesting, and if something else comes about, you know, if people want information on that, that would be great, too. But one thing that, you know, people came all day long Saturday and all day long Sunday, and when you're a parent and you got a bunch of little screaming kids, where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go someplace
that's,
face painting, you want to go someplace that's cheap, that's not going to cost you a lot of money. I can't believe that we got such a great turnout, and it was free. People found out it was free, and they just came out of the walls just to see what was going on there. In fact, I'm standing there at the eCrypt table. Who shows up? Two women that work in my dentist's office.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they're wonderful women, okay? Marianne and Heidi. Are you listening, Marianne and Heidi? they walk up to me, and they're going, I didn't know you were here. And I, you know, I sat there and said, yeah, this is what we do. And they were so shocked. You know, of course, now they started telling me about their ghost
stories.
Adventures. But the idea was that it was such a diverse day. I mean, there was nothing offensive there. You
mm-hmm.
could bring the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was going to bring my mother-in-law, who's 87 and in a wheelchair. Unfortunately, my mother-in-law wasn't feeling that great that day. But, I mean, you could bring anybody from upper 80s and 90s. To,
oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean, people had
old.
Their dogs there. I mean, Saturday
yep.
evening, people brought their dogs, and Sunday there were a lot of people there with their dogs, too.
Oh, it was phenomenal. But back to the idea, they had the airbrushing. Kids were getting airbrushing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman there by the name of Kim Waters. And
yep, she had Kim's kid stuff.
Kim's kid stuff. And she sits there, and she had a table filled with stuff. And
yep.
A kid was like a magnet. They'd be
yep.
walking down and go right over to her table. And she was so sweet. She was the nicest lady. And then right next to her was the other place where they would do
the
face painting,
painting
and the sand
art. And they did balloon twisting too.
Absolutely. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, you know what? When you've got something like this, that the entire family. I mean, mm-hmm. there were kids running around. The guy from the ice cream place, Dairy Swirl.
Oh, Dairy Swirl was there. Yep.
Roman. He was there, and he, you know, it started off slow because 11 o'clock in the morning, nobody's going to
yeah.
be eating ice cream, okay?
And then he was back.
But then as it started going on, he started going crazy. And if anybody knows Roman and Dairy Swirl in McAfee, New Jersey, you recognize him as being the ultimate ice cream guy. I mean, I like Dairy Queen. I've always liked Dairy Queen. I like all the other ice creams. I'm an ice cream fanatic. If I want the best ice cream, there's only one place
yeah,
I go.
Well.
And if you're looking for an ice cream cake, forget it. I mean, he's just great. But, yeah, Roman from Dairy Swirl, he got busy later on in the afternoon. He also had, from what I understand, there was the Greenwood Lake Air Show.
Yeah.
And he had some of his people working over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, he was raking it in from both sides. He did great, though. I mean, he just had one of these spots where, you know, you walk past, you're getting an ice cream.
Well, he was at the door.
It was perfect.
You're going in and out, you're going to see him.
And the warmer the day got, the
yeah.
more business he got. Mm-hmm. And the kid, you know, if kids walking past, oh, Mom.
I think there were more adults than kids there.
Right.
There okay. were people still getting ice cream at 10 o'clock at night.
I was the first one to get ice cream. I want to mind you.
What was it, 11:10?
It was 11:10. I walked over to him and I sat there and I said to him, I said, you know, it was $3 for a cone, a huge cone. So I sat there and said, I'm handing him $3. And he goes, no, this is on me because you told me about this. I said, okay, well, what about later? He goes, no, you pay later. But right now, he goes, right now, you know, and I tell you what, I can't say enough about him. I thought it was great, you know. But we had a woman that was doing readings there. She was the fairy reader.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? What
that was Danielle.
Name? Danielle. And what mm-hmm. did she was wearing
the wings.
Fairy wings.
She makes the wings. She had fairy wings there. She had all kinds of fairy things. And, you know, she teaches about the elementals and the fairies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I only got great feedback from all the readers that we have, which was good.
She had a line waiting for her,
yep.
too. She was, people walked away from
every
her.
Every reader had a line.
Every
or they
reader.
Had chairs sitting in front of them with people waiting.
Well, you had people in a book listed. And then in between, you had people trying to squeeze in, just
yeah.
walk in and sit down with you. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was
yeah.
crazy.
It was.
But she was so great because she had those wings. And the kids were putting them on. Yeah, that was, once you got your wings on, that's it. That's what you're going to do, right?
Yep.
So that was fantastic. But there was also another guy there. And his name is Micah Grant,
mm-hmm.
okay? Brindle Light Wolf Spiritual Counseling. I'm telling you, he was there with his partner,
mm-hmm.
and his partner had stones like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
When you're talking about crystals and
oh,
stones.
Oh, yeah, they had a great
I have never seen, what is the long white ones?
The selenite?
The selenite. They had to be like a foot long or longer. And they were just huge, like wands.
Yeah, that's what they were.
Okay, that's what they were. Okay, maybe I'm psychic, huh? But the idea was is that all of the stones he had were top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't like you'd sit there and go, oh, look at that. You know,
yep.
Oh, look at this stone. No, you went, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
But then you talk about Micah.
He was very busy, too.
I don't think Micah had a chance to go to the bathroom
no,
the whole day.
I don't think anybody had a chance to go to the bathroom.
Micah had so many people waiting for him. And, I mean, you know, he gave me his business card, and I took a picture of him, too. I put the stuff out on
Facebook. He's actually, when the Herald came and did an article on the festival, and he actually did get, he was one of the
his
ones
picture.
That got his picture. Yeah, there were a whole bunch of people that got their picture done.
Yep.
But he was the one that ended up actually on the, you know, in the paper, and then all the others are up online. So they, they must have taken 10 to 15 pictures, though, so they got a good amount of pictures.
Yeah. And you know what, though? I never met these guys before that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over, and, you know, I told them to take their picture and this and that. The nicest guys. They were really, really nice guys. And if you ever want to talk to them, it's brindlelightwolf@yahoo.com. Again, that's brindlelightwolf@yahoo.com.
He's a village shaman.
He is. That's what he has here. He's the village shaman. And I tell you what, you know what? We have a few readers in the area that are really good. Obviously, I think Jackie's the best. But we have some others.
Biased.
Well, I am biased. You know, Jackie's a friend of mine, and you know what? You always back your friends. But the idea here is that when you see what happens and what people actually go through and what they experience, every one of these readers that was there was phenomenal. People walked away smiling and just saying, I got something out of this. Okay? Now, just a little bit more before we finish up here. I don't know if anybody knows Mark Johnson, but he has Unknown Origins Radio, and he was there.
He's also New Jersey.
What is he?
New Jersey Paranormal.
Is he?
Not New Jersey. New Jersey Paranormal Research.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. That's his ghost. Or his
but I heard he's not that good there. No, I'm I heard he's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has his radio show, too.
Yep. Well, we were talking about the radio show more than anything else when I was talking to him.
Actually, I think he's North Jersey Paranormal Group
is
now.
It?
Well,
I tell you what. The guys that were right in our area that were talking about, you know, investigations and paranormal and stuff like that, we cornered the market in that building because everybody that came by wanted to talk to either us, Decrypt, wanted to talk to him, okay, or they wanted to talk to Central Jersey with Mike Wood and Brian Mondello.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys, okay, let me just to give you an idea. I didn't even say anything yet about Mike Wood and Brian Mondello. Central Jersey, okay, Paranormal Research Group. These guys are phenomenal. They came up because we met them down at the Paranormal Expo in Patterson, the end of May, and these guys were just, they were talking to everybody, and they're such nice guys that they'll help out and do things. They're actually going to be having a fundraiser for, was it an animal shelter or something in the area here on October 11th. Unfortunately, I'm going to be in Florida, or fortunately, I'm going to be in Florida at that time, but I would love to go because these are great guys. They're almost as nice as we are. But, you know, I think Mike's the best. Mike looks a little bit like Orange County Choppers, the guy with the big white mustache and everything. But he's a lot nicer, I think. And Brian, you know, Brian's just so so excited about being anywhere. I mean, he's great guys. But, yeah, Central Jersey, they were great. You know, had a great time with them. And then there was Mark Johnson.
That's who had the paranormal group there too.
So he gave me the two cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the card for his paranormal group.
Or
what is that? Because this is the radio card.
Yeah, because he has the North Jersey one. That's his group.
Okay, so he works both. He does both of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he you know what? I'm sort of sorry because he couldn't be there the whole weekend. He was only there for partial. He had something come up. He's, selling a house, buying a house. He's doing something. But he wanted to stay longer. But we just had such a good time with these guys because everybody that walked past that corner.
Oh, yeah, it's a paranormal corner. It was just
everybody
packed.
Everybody came past that
you
corner.
You know what it was, too, especially because what happens for Saturdays is Saturday day from 11 o'clock, before 11 o'clock, it literally was packed. But Saturday night was insane. Like, once 6 o'clock hit, those groups were there till 12 in the morning.
The groups were great.
From 6 o'clock on, it was just like, you couldn't move in there. There were so many people in that building, and it was just crazy how busy it was. That whole corner, though, you couldn't even see because there were so many people crowded around the tables. You know, asking questions and, you know, asking for or talking about investigations they wanted or, you know.
Yep.
It was great because they were saying that it was so nice that there was something, you know, with some paranormal things going on in it, because not a lot of that is around up here. And that was the whole purpose of us doing this type of event, was for people to see, you know, what that it is fun, that it is okay, that we're not, you know, we might be weird, but we're weird in a good way. And, you know, it's more for the unity of everything, you know, bringing together, you know, all of those things. And it ended up, you know, being far better than we could have even imagined.
I just remembered a group that was right across the table from Trinity Metaphysical, Reflexology.
Oh.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, my sister actually came up and from Virginia Beach, she did reflexology, and she worked nonstop. She couldn't feel her hands when she left. And then Eleanor, who is our psychic artist at the store, she was packed nonstop Saturday and Sunday,
too. How old is Eleanor?
Eleanor is going to be 82 years old, and she worked.
And she didn't stop.
She stopped.
Thank God for Depends.
There
huh?
was not one person who you know, was not packed, you know, or just nonstop, crazy busy. You know, Sensi was right next to the reflexology, and he said he did phenomenal.
Oh, you know, the candle things.
Yeah.
He,
I didn't even get to look at him, and he said it was
fantastic.
They loved it. You know, we had a few.
Nice
we
stuff.
Had Arbonne there. They did great. It Works. It Works was phenomenal.
Yep.
We had Young Living Oils with Pam
Colleen?
Jordan. That she was with the It Works.
Is that It Works? What, Colleen was the one with the wraps.
Yep.
And the
it
the
works
vitamins.
Wraps. Yep.
Okay.
Which
yeah,
we have at the store.
Fun.
Which we which that we're doing it through
that.
The store.
We have it right here.
There's some right up there.
Oh,
but
man.
We
yeah,
we're actual distributors for that, and she's our upline.
Okay,
so it's great.
There was a woman there selling bath salts too.
Who was that?
The blonde. She, you know, right there on the table.
Arbonne was it?
Was it
next to Jane?
No, Arbonne was right by the front door.
Arbonne was right next to Jane.
Yeah, Jane. No, this was next to, like, you going down the aisle from your sister, like across the aisle.
Okay.
Going, it was your sister, then it was the candles, and then across the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
that was Holly.
Next
her
to
name
the beeswax.
Was Holly. She was
Holly.
From New York.
That's
mm-hmm.
the one. Okay. But, I mean, she had all kinds of bath
she
salts.
She had bath salts, and she had, like, creams and lotions and stuff that she had. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and what does a guy know about bath salts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys don't. Well, most guys don't.
Well, you know they smell
baths.
Nice.
Well, I know they smell nice. I mean, you know what? I like women that use bath salts because it does. Everything smells great. But the idea here is that she had so many different ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk to a guy, lavender. That's what I know. I like lavender and bath salts.
It's relaxing.
But she had all of these other scents.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. And we also had massage therapists.
Yep.
Erin.
Yep.
Erin, right from here in the shop, was there. She was doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was busy. And Lori Breen,
mm-hmm.
okay? She's another massage therapist in the area. I'm trying to think of everybody. I can't think of everybody.
We had Touchstone Jewelry.
Touchstone Jewelry.
And then we had Jennifer Wood, who was doing
tarot
readings and you know, her wrap jewelry.
Yep.
And we also had Chic Boutique from Hamburg was there.
That's right.
Yep.
They had some good stuff.
Yeah.
They had some
she
real
had
good
apparel
stuff.
And stuff like that. So,
you know, I'm thinking if you can't find it in her shop, you can't find it. It's not,
yeah.
You're not
yeah,
going to find
it. She had
it.
A little bit of everything.
She had so many different types of things there,
mm-hmm.
you know, clothes. And I'm sitting there, I was just amazed. It
yep.
was just a lot.
Oh, yeah, we had, and just the variety of vendors was great. I mean, and I know Young Living Oils did great. Pam Jordan was doing the Young Living Oil booth, and she had a great time, too. And then we had another girl, Holly, doing, she did, like, crochet and yarn work, and she also had the bottles and things she wrapped. And then Caitlin, my daughter, was doing artwork as well, so she had an art booth table, too. And Vera and Ruth had their Reiki. They were doing Reiki.
Yep. What about numerology?
Oh, yeah. We also had a numerology booth, and that was through the store. We had so many. Like, it's hard to – I'm trying to make sure we didn't forget anybody. I mean
– I'm sudden. Yeah, I'm racking my
brain. Kyle was the one outside doing the artwork,
he had
the canvas
some good
art,
stuff.
And then, you know, the performance group or the that do the poi and all that stuff from Sussex, they
talk
were here.
More about them because they did the hula hoops and they did
Pilates. They did poi. They were doing, I didn't get to see what that, no, it's a form of, you know, that kind of thing. They were teaching the actual doing some workshops
was
too on
like
the
yoga?
Hula hooping and stuff. I don't know much about that. I was inside.
Oh, that's right. You were booked.
I saw nothing. I saw a picture in the paper of.
You know,
that
I
was
did,
the stinky part, is I didn't get to see any of that stuff.
I did nothing compared to what you did. At least I got a chance to walk around and look, you know?
But yeah, it, you know, organizing it and then working the whole thing. I was like, I didn't really get to see much until it was about probably 10:30 night on Saturday. And then that was about it. You know, I got to listen to a little bit of the bands. And, you know, I know there was something great going on Saturday at one point, because everybody was coming in. I saw flashing, and everybody was saying there was a huge light show or something one of the bands were doing out there, and people were talking about that. They're still talking about that, so it must have been great.
I tell you, everybody. There was something there for everybody. But I'm thinking there's
somebody. Oh, Vera even had her, they had a teepee out there.
That's
and everything.
That's what it was.
Yep.
Vera had the teepee, the drumming.
Yep, the drum circle.
Oh,
and
man.
It was, you know.
It was one of these things that if you didn't see it, you missed it.
Yep.
You know,
next year is going to be bigger.
Next year we
might have to get a bigger, you know, already thought about.
You know what we might want to do?
Get a bigger building there.
This was the week after the state fair. Mm-hmm. And if we do it again at the same time, you might have noticed that off to the behind the building, there was that big circus tent.
Yeah.
We could actually put people
separate,
in the circus.
Yeah.
We could use the circus tent. Well, why not?
Because they were a separate.
Well, what
it
about
wasn't
the
part of the fair?
What about the big building that has the stands in it, and you know, for like when they show livestock and stuff?
Oh
and
yeah, it was
could,
right next,
right
behind us.
Right behind
us.
The
we
bands.
Can get, the bands could actually be in that area with the bleachers, and then vendors could be under the awning where the bands were.
Exactly.
Which is probably what we'd have to.
It was just amazing. And the people that came, some came in campers, some had tents, whatever.
Some had their car.
Well, some had their car.
They car camped.
But the idea here was is that, you know, you could pay a small fee, you know, to stay there and everything. But the idea of no admission to come in, you know what that means to a vendor? That means that somebody either has an extra $5 or $10 to put down at their table. And I'm telling you what.
And we did it for charity. The thing that seemed to have gotten lost at some point was the whole reason we do this event is we like to bring awareness to or help out a few local charities. And we usually pick two. And, you know, they had done a few events for the Wilco company throughout the summer to try to raise the families some money. And they were actually businesses that were burned down in an arson fire, and there were a number of the businesses, and we've been trying to, you know, help them out because you only get so much covered. And then the Branchville Fire Department actually had damage to one of their fire trucks because it was such a huge blaze. So we were trying, you know, all these bands donated their time, and, you know, a lot of the vendors donated portions of their, you know, they either sold something that they gave. So it was nice, you know, how, you know, the whole concept behind it. We do it to help people out, you know. We might organize it and, you know, be setting everything in place, but we're just a vendor there too. So, you know, it's not like we're making a profit off of all of these people.
Right.
You know, we're always doing it for, you know, somebody else who's in need.
You know what I forgot? The blue truck when you walked out.
Oh, two guys?
Two guys. Mm-hmm. The blue truck there. They had pork sliders, mm-hmm. you know, shredded pork sliders, and I had those. They were very good.
Yep.
You know what? They were my favorites until I went to the, what was it, the hula truck?
Ona Hula.
Ona Hula, okay.
I had the teriyaki chicken, and that was
okay,
really good.
Yeah, but you should have had.
I had pulled pork, too.
Okay, but you should have had.
What'd you have?
I had the Hawaiian hamburger.
Oh, but I don't eat burgers.
Okay, well, I understand
But I heard that was huge and really good.
I thought, you know, when I was a kid, it used to take me two hands to hold a Whopper. Today you can hold it, like, with two fingers, okay? I sat there, and I was hungry.
It's like the size of a White Castle now.
Yeah, it's the size of a White Castle. And I hate to say it because I like Burger King, but you know what? Tough. But Ona Hula. I went up to the, there was nobody standing there. I don't know why. I went right up to the thing and I sat there and said, what do you got? And he goes, here's the menu right there. I said, let me have the Hawaiian burger. This thing I have big hands, do I not? I have big hands. If I'm going to hold something, it's, you know, it's got to be big for me to use two hands. This thing was like a triple, maybe a quadruple Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
It had the pepper jack cheese on it.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of big slices of pineapple.
Oh, wow.
And the guy cooks it fresh right there. I mean, he's got the ground beef, and he puts it right there, and it's huge. It's like the size. It's almost like the size of a football. And he smashes it down onto the grill, and it doesn't shrink down. That's what I'm saying. When I picked it up, I'm salivating just talking about it. When I picked it up, you know, it's juicy. It's phenomenal tasting. And the guy said, you know, I'm sitting there eating it. I was sitting next to Ron. I'm wolfing it down at the table by Ikra. And I'm sitting there and I'm wolfing it down. And people are looking at me like, where the did you get
that?
And I'm telling them, right outside, you know, right out by Unahula. And I told my son about it. I said, if when you come down with your friends, if you don't get this, you're nuts.
Did
he
get
got
it?
One and he thought it was fantastic. But I mean, you know, everything there was good.
Yep.
All these vendors, the food vendors?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everything, I don't think we had anything that wasn't good. And the one, there was even somebody outside doing the infused water. And that type
What's that?
Of stuff. She was doing the water, the infused water.
What's that?
It's water that's it's like
I don't even
special
know what that
water.
Is.
It was,
Is it like sacred
it
water?
Was,
you go to get it at the church and...
Listen, people had some very interesting stuff, but people in the metaphysical all knew where it all fit, you know?
Okay.
So it was kind of neat. I think, did we cover everybody for vendors, though? I can't even remember.
Who was the one that was, if you came in and you, Jane was on your left and you went straight down into the corner, was that the
that
one?
That was Young Living Oil.
Young Living, okay. Because
and then
I didn't get her card, but I wanted
to. Crystal Cocktails was next to her.
Was right next to her, right. Oh, the Crystal Cocktails with
mm-hmm.
Jay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, so
Jay and
that
Jen.
Was jewelry.
That was really, did you see some of that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It was phenomenal.
Some of it's in the store.
And some of it's in the store. Yeah, some of it's right here, just in case you're thinking. You know, I didn't.
And then we had Pat Brooks was another reader we had. She was doing tarot, and she was right in the front.
Right in the front, right.
She
at the
did
table,
absolutely phenomenal. She drove a few hours in from Pennsylvania,
yeah.
And she's been reading for over 35 years, and she had a phenomenal turnout, too. So,
well,
I mean,
didn't
every
she say she
was,
made, like, 22,000 that day?
I'm sure they'd be doing it again next year.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, there were a lot of vendors that made, you know, a couple
money.
Grand, though.
Yeah. They made
yeah.
some pretty good money that day.
Big money.
I was just amazed because... I guess you have to have the you got number one. You got to have the right mindset as to what this is. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It is a fest. It's all about paranormal and psychics and mediums and readings and tarot cards and you
yep.
name it. But it what it really is just a day to enjoy yourself. It's a cheap day out. I mean, where else can you go and just
yeah, and
enjoy
even the food
yourself
was
like that?
Reasonable, you know. And even Jane was doing. She was giving her
yeah.
readings at a great discount, and she
yeah.
had her crystal skulls and her jewelry there too. And you know, it's always great. You know, she's just such a nice, warm, and you know, sweet person.
Yeah. If anybody's listening and they've never met Jane Daugherty, they're missing one of life's little pleasures.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's such a sweet lady.
Is.
She's a sweet
she
lady. In fact. She did a seance here at the shop.
And she's going to be doing another one
when?
Within the next month or two because we just
here?
Have to get a date. Yep.
Wow.
So, yeah, because she did so well. You know, there were so many people that loved it so much, they want to do it again, but then we have the ones that we couldn't fit in.
Okay, everybody, seance time. The number of the shop is 973-209-7070.
And we will be doing our... annual public ghost hunt again soon.
Yes.
So as soon as we set up that date, we will let you know too.
Right around Halloween. Just
it's
usually just
the,
before.
It's usually the Friday before. I think it's like the 24th.
Yeah.
That's usually the day we set it up for. But
right.
You know, we do teach a little bit. You know how to use the equipment and stuff like that. We might go a little bit more in depth
yeah.
with it this year because we do have some neat equipment and you know things that for people to you know work a little more with. So
yeah, we don't. This is going to be like the third one we're having, right?
Yeah, it's the third, our third
because,
year.
Because the first one was really good. last year was immense. I couldn't believe all the amount of, we didn't have enough room in the store for the people that wanted to come.
They're standing outside going, when are we gonna start? It was literally 20 degrees that day. It was one of the coldest nights for October that you could have even imagined.
Yeah, if you remember correctly.
And
right,
the whole winter went that way.
I think it was the Friday just before, that we had it the Friday just before Halloween. It might have been a week before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was the Friday before.
And the week after is when it snowed. Mm-hmm. So it was freaking
cold out there. It was brutal.
It was brutal.
We still did it. You know, it's funny, people, no matter what, they're diehard ghost hunters, you know, but we got great stuff. Well, the ones who could weather the cold, I mean, some of the newbies didn't make it past an hour. But, I mean, some of us were out there for 3 hours.
Some people were sitting there and they couldn't feel their feet. But some of them.
I felt nothing for about an hour and a half after I got home. It was all completely numb. But when you're all engrossed in your stuff, and for us especially, that's such a haunted area.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go into a certain section of it, you know, it's got so much history. That's why you get a lot of the, you know, such great EVPs and things. But when we set it up and we have more details, we can let people know. We usually don't divulge the actual name of where we're going until we put it out there.
No.
Just so the place isn't, you know, bombarded with, you know, people.
You got to show some respect to the place. So, yeah, we don't tell a lot of people.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting was Jackie's very careful letting everybody know, you know, how we start, what we do, and then how we finish.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we finish with being saged down. So you don't take anything home with you.
Yep.
You know, you want to make sure that whatever you're seeing or experiencing there stays there. And there was this one fellow with his wife, and I was walking, you know, with my tools, and the guy goes, I'm just going to use some arbitrary names here. He goes, okay, come on, Ethel, let's get in the truck.
Ethel.
And she goes, okay, Fred. But they're getting in their truck. And I sat there and said, and I said to him, I said, you're not going to leave now, are you? He goes, what do you mean? I said, we only got like another half hour. He goes, oh, yeah, no, I'm done. I sat there and said, you're done? And he says, yeah, I'm freezing out here. And his wife's getting in the truck. And I said, you're going to go home without being saged? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you heard what Jackie said. I said, if you don't get saged, you might have a spirit that gets on you and it gets back to your house and you can't get it out of your house.
I mean, they can sage themselves too, but if you don't have it
if you don't
cleanse yourself, I mean, it's your option to take that chance.
And all of a sudden he sits there and he goes, so when's she going to do this? I said, it's in about a half an hour. And he goes, Ethel, get out of the truck. I think I'll just have a cigar and wait. And he waited
until
you did the staging. And he was the first one in line to get staged because he's, you know, hey, I don't want to take anything home. And he was a big guy. He, you know, he could have taken on four guys. He could have taken on any spirit, really. But
well, you know, you just never know, especially if you're in, you know, whether it be public places or you're around all those different energies, even from people we're doing the hunt with. And, you know, especially if you're in cemeteries and things like that, you definitely don't want, you know, obviously you're going to tell things to stay, but you want to be careful, you know.
Absolutely.
And it's some of the things we discussed even at the festival when we were talking about some of our, you know, experiences and things we did. And that was another thing when people came up that I, you know, to the table, they were asking about, do we do public hunts? Do we do this stuff? And we're definitely going to, you know, work on doing a little more in the public hunt area this year. You know, we'd like to do 3 or 4 where we can include more people in. So
that'll
be good.
I think we do it as a public service because a lot of people think that ghost investigations or ghost hunts, you know, sometimes they watch some of these things on TV, and believe me, you know, it's entertainment. You watch it on TV. But when you got a guy that's about 6'4 and 220 and something moves and he runs out running like a little girl, you know, there's something
wrong.
Dude,
run.
Yeah, dude, run. Look at him. Oh, get out of it. And all you're screaming and the camera's going all over the place, you know. Okay, not all of them do that either. But the ones that do, come on. You know, we've been in hospital basements where, you know, who knows what happened
attics.
In those hospitals. We've been in attics and things have happened. And we just sit there and
insane asylums.
And you sit there and you just enjoy what you're experiencing. You don't sit there and get scared because, you know what, you're supposed to be a professional.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to at least have some decorum about what you're doing. And You know what? It's interesting. But listen, I just got to tell this one story because I was so excited. Okay? I went down to Gettysburg this past weekend with my wife. And it's a national site, okay? It's a memorial site, the entire area there, because of the battle and how many people had died there and everything. And I just want to let you know that I went to the visitor center there because we wanted to take a tour. And we could either buy the CD and put it in the car and drive around, or we could take the bus tour and have the guy, you know, on the microphone saying what we're looking at. Even if we didn't know what we're looking at, that's where it is. We paid $65 for a private tour. That's one person who drove my car, okay,
mm-hmm.
around. He doesn't drive fast. He drives like 2 miles an hour. But, you know, he makes it around the whole park, and he stops about five or six different spots around the park to explain to you every little nuance of the battle, okay, every little nuance. Who was fighting, where they were coming from, how they fought, what they thought, what they were thinking, what was involved with where they were positioned. I mean, this fellow, his name was Britt Eisenberg, okay? You got to be licensed as a battlefield guide. He was a history major in college. He had like a double major. I forgot the other one, but the history I remember.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the nicest guys I could ever have wanted. In fact, when I went up to get our ticket for him to be our tour guide, the woman says, okay, that's $65. And, you know, you give $65, and, you know, saying, I said to her, I said, you know, he better be good.
Huh.
She goes, all of our guides are good. I was like, yeah, okay, that's the standard answer. He comes over. I sat down. We were waiting for him to come. He comes walking over, and he goes, I'm looking for Charlie and Sandy Bodner. I said, okay, that's us. He goes, let's go. So we had to walk, you know, to the car. Got in the car, gave him the keys. This guy was professional, so professional, right from the beginning. And then he started the whole tour right where the battle began on July 1st. July 1st, July 2nd, and July 3rd.
Oh, cool.
And he showed you everything about it. You moved to different areas of the field. He talked about the people that came, the people that were fighting, the generals, the everything. I mean, it was just so phenomenal that I paid $65, okay, at the end of the tour, okay, when we ended up back in the parking lot, I was compelled, and I did. I gave him an extra $20 because it was that good. And I'm telling you, you know, you can do anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can experience ghosts. You cannot experience. If you're a little sensitive, you might have them in your house. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. If you go to any one of the national historic sites like Gettysburg, I came back and I told you what I felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night we had our psychic development class here at the shop in Hamburg. And we were in the National Cemetery there, and right where Lincoln gave the Gettysburg Address. And there was they got cannons everywhere. They got them lined up all over the place. And one cannon, I had to keep looking back at this one cannon. Why? I don't know. And my wife and I are walking down the walkway, and I had to go over and put my hand on the muzzle of the cannon, at which time my throat started to close up. I started feeling sensations of not me, but somebody being scared to death, and I started to cry. And I had to take my hand off the cannon, like just like a shock. I had to take my hand off the cannon. My wife says to me, what's wrong with you? What's the matter? I sat there and said, you know what? And I told her. And she goes, well, let's sit down for a minute. I said, okay. After I got better, went back over to the cannon and walked around behind it. Now, all of these cannons have been out there for 150 years, so they got this green patina on the bronze. So it's got this green color to it. At the back of the cannon, the back end of the cannon gets a little bit wider. The barrel gets wider. And there's a ball on the end, a bronze ball that's part of the cannon, I guess, so they could grab it and move the cannon around. Well, guess what? The entire cannon's green except for that little ball at the end. I guess enough people touch the ball that it rubs off the patina. All the other cannons were green. This one was shiny, bronze. Well, we go to eat. We go out to eat. And I said to the woman that's serving us, I sat there and I said to her, I said, what about that National Cemetery there? And she looks at me and she goes, what about the cannon? And I went, what? She goes, what about the cannon? I said to her, what are you talking about? And I knew what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, you felt something. And my wife just looks at me, and I said, yeah. She says, which one? I said, well, it was, she goes, the one right behind the monument where Lincoln spoke. And I said, yeah. She says, yeah, a lot of people see soldiers there. I was shocked. Even now, the hair's standing up on my arm. But I just wanted to let you know that if you haven't been to one of these national shrines, that's a monument to just how our country began.
History.
It's just amazing. But again, if Britt's listening, and it's B-R-I-T-T, Britt Eisenberg. Britt, if you're listening, you were the tops. You told me you were going to be listening tonight. I just wanted to mention it because you were phenomenal. And when we come back down there, you gave me your business card. We're definitely going to look you up and come back down there. But I did enough talking now. I just had
you
to get that.
You did psychometry on that.
I did psychometry on, yeah,
did
on
you
the
have
cannon.
To refresh the
and
whole, it, actually...
I didn't even have to try. You know what else Britt did? He gave us one of those, it's like a 60, what do you call it, 60 caliber bullet that was found out in the field. He gave us one of those.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sitting there going, holy cow, look at this thing. If you ever got hit with this thing, you talk about a 44 Magnum. This is a 60 caliber. This makes a 44 Magnum look like a 22, okay? Somebody gets hit with that, phenomenal. But, I mean, you know, I could go on and how great Britt was. But, Britt, if you're listening, I just want to say publicly thank you so much for the greatest tour I've ever had. Now I'm going to let Jackie talk because I'm talked out.
I think we're good for the night for our Trinity Fest.
Oh, man.
But Charlie actually did a good segue into next week's episode, which is going to be on psychometry. Which we work on every single week. And Charlie just did a little snippet of what he got for psychometry just from that cannon, which is great.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll go a lot into detail exactly what psychometry is and, you know, some of the experiences from people and, you know, who does a little bit. Sometimes people do better with certain things than others in that.
Yeah,
and But we definitely have a lot of people who can attest to that. And, I mean, we see that even on the shows on TV, you know.
Absolutely.
Things that come back haunted.
What was the name
of
that show with that woman where she was... She was like a psychic, and she could all the spirits used to come to her. She was young. She had a shop, like an antique shop. Well, what was her name? She's a nice-looking girl. I can't think of her name. Now it's going to bug me. Jennifer something? No. I don't know. Anyway, she would touch things, and she would instantly see something, you know? And that's exactly what happened to me with that cannon.
And that's what that is.
I mean, it was just...
So it'll be interesting to see if there's anybody who calls in and has their own
I bet
you
know,
their
we're
own experiences.
Get it.
But we'll definitely go into more detail on that next week before we even take the callers and things. So.
You know, before we cut off the show for tonight, though, I want to apologize. We got a ton of people that called in, and we only got to Dana, and I'm sorry. We were so excited about...
We weren't paying attention to the
screen. Yeah, I wasn't really looking at the screen, and I should have, and I'm sorry. I'm new at this, looking at the screen stuff. I'm just used to talking. But I just wanted to let the other people know. I think we had 38 or 40
people. Well, as
soon
as Mark's back...
Well, when Mark's back, he can take care of
Mark,
because, yeah,
if
Mark,
you are listening.
Mark, we miss you, Mark. We miss you terribly. Mark, where is he? Out in the Indian Ocean somewhere now?
I don't know. He's back at the end of September.
Mark
so.
Is captaining a ship somewhere out there and, you know, just...
But Mark is, like, great with, you know, the electronics and handling, you know...
He's our whiz
things
guy.
Like that. We're good with all the...
Mark's the whiz
taking
guy.
Taking care of all the, you know, the topics and things. Nah. He's great with taking care of... Making sure everything sounds good. We don't get cut off. We don't lose Skype.
Well, yeah, that's kind of tough.
People can hear us. We can answer calls.
Mark does all of that stuff, but Mark is actually he's irreplaceable. I think he's great.
Oh, he definitely he does. He can do everything. Yeah. I think I don't think there's anything he can't do.
No, and you know what? His wife probably says the same thing. Mm-hmm. That's why she wants him home at least part of the time when he is home. But I just wanted to apologize to anybody who's, you know, we couldn't get to the callers.
Or if we didn't,
I'm sorry.
List your name as a vendor or trying to think
about
it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, we
there
one was
thing
so many.
I do want to give a shout out to Will Cowan, who handled everything.
Will was
everything.
Phenomenal.
Will
I'm so
Cowan
glad you remembered.
And Lottie Ellis Sasser did so much with the band. Mingo. you know, Mingo was great. He donated his sound system, and he was there every day. So, you
know,
it was amazing just the amount of help. But we would never, we couldn't have done all that without Will. You know, he's phenomenal. He's already got the thing up for Trinity Fest 2015, and he's already on his way working on that. So, you know, he is the irreplaceable too. You know, it was great. So.
Well, you know what?
And Mercedes for even doing every little bit she did with it and taking care of the...
And Kira.
Yep.
She never even swiped a card
she
once.
She never even worked the table before, and she was kind of thrown into like
a... She was a trooper.
Huge amount of people. And Mercedes came all the way up from Delaware. Thank God for her mom for driving her up, but with her broken ankle and all.
And you know what? I said to... I met
her... took care of a lot of band stuff, too.
I met her mom for the first time, and I said to Mercedes, you didn't tell me your mom was hot. she was a sweet woman. She really...
Yeah.
She's a great lady. I mean...
yeah, everybody helped.
And
even John. John did a lot.
John,
you know, with...
Oh, you're John.
Yeah. John and his sister Joni did a lot, but John took care of a lot of the food vendors and just running everything while I was working. And, you know, I don't think we could remember every single person to thank or to mention, you know, doing stuff. But, you know, and Rob L, who is our pseudo ghost person for donating every stitch of extension cord he could find. All those little things made it so much easier, you know?
Yeah. No, you know what? I think we should really... put a nice little thank you out there to the fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah. We actually dealt with Kristen Vincent,
there.
And she was phenomenal. And, I mean, John threw a shout-out to her, too. But, I mean, he took care of a lot of that with the – especially the food vendors. He took care of everything with food vendors and things like that and making sure the things – everybody was in their spots and running like they were supposed to. And anything with the fairgrounds, you know, so – obviously, it's difficult to do every little thing when you're trying to work on clients and run the store at the same time. But I don't even know how we made the hours in the day to take care of it. But I'm so glad it all worked out.
Yeah. You know what? It was. I'm sitting there thinking about everything that happened, the time frames. Like you said, you were working on this for who knows how long. I mean, forever. I think when the last one ended, you started thinking about and working on this one.
Well, what we were doing, definitely with vendors and stuff. Now it's a lot easier because we know we are going to stay at this venue. But it's you know, as your business is growing, finding the time to do it. A lot of it's done, thank God, for email. Email and text, because you can do that at any time of the day.
And you know what? I told you I was a little disappointed because there wasn't a beer truck.
Yeah, we couldn't get one.
Well, you couldn't get one.
but
you could bring your own.
You
can bring your own if you want.
That's already being worked on for next year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I mean, not
There's
that it was
needed. There's already somebody who already says they already have somebody. Because
really?
The festival part with the bands is like, you know, somewhat, it's going on during while ours is going on. Too,
right, right.
That continues. So it's a completely, you know, it's another group of people and another.
You know, we might be able to contact one of the beer companies. And just have
we want to have some wine tasting and stuff there
too.
Well,
wine tasting,
we will see.
You know, yeah,
it's
Scotch
just
tasting,
growing.
You know, yeah.
We'll just keep growing it.
We
could talk about this for
hours.
Yeah,
you know
and
what?
I'm sure throughout the weeks we'll remember who we forgot to thank, and we'll be throwing a shout out to them. So
you know what? Maybe next year we'll get a couple more of the guys that were down at the expo.
Oh, yeah.
The Paranormal
Expo. Yeah, we're
definitely
going to get a few more groups.
Because they would be great.
Oh, and a big shout out to Virgil, who helped so much on Saturday.
Virgil.
Literally,
Virgil,
for the whole day, and
Virgil.
Then came back again. Yeah.
Virgil, buddy, you listening? I hope you are. Yeah, it was great having you out there. We really appreciated it. But, yeah, next time bring some beer for me, right? But anyway, no, it was a great time, and you know what? You did a great job. You really outdid yourself. When you talk about putting something together, I don't think there's there's not another psychic medium in the area that could have done that. If they say they can, No, they can't. This thing, you pulled it together so that it was just phenomenal. Last year was tough because it was the first one. Mm-hmm. Whenever you got the first one, it's always tough. And
it
was
also outside. We didn't have electricity. It was a little bit – you have a lot less things
absolutely.
That you're working with. And this one, everything was contained in one venue, and we didn't have to go – we didn't have to outsource for, you
exactly.
know, porta-potties and water and
right.
and things like that. And we had electric and we had an ATM and, you know, I mean
– worked
I mean,
great. Everything was there.
There was a lot of bathrooms. You know, it was, there were awnings. There was a building. There was, mm-hmm. you know, so we don't even have to worry about if it rains.
Yeah, that was nice.
But it's just a lot to take care of, you know, and
yes.
it's all worth it in the end.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was worth it. I think everybody enjoyed it. I didn't hear not one person.
Nope.
Not one person. And that said, oh, that was the one. I mean, everybody that walked through the place loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
And there were people, there's been people coming in just the last week,
sure.
last 2 weeks, just, or week and a half, saying,
yeah.
you know, I can't believe I missed this. And I, you know, or the ones that were saying, like, I saw the flyers. They came to the festival both days, and then they were back in the shop. They came in the shop Tuesday and started doing the class.
I got news for you. The ones that came later on Saturday afternoon, or the ones that came on Sunday and they wanted a reading by mm-hmm. you and you were booked, now they
well, we
know
gave
next
out vouchers
year.
Too, yeah.
Well, now they know next year. Well, yeah, you gave out vouchers.
Yeah, they're early.
It wasn't for that day or even that weekend anymore. The idea here is that, you know, when somebody's that good, Jane was booked completely.
I know.
You were booked completely.
And you know what was interesting? A lot of my regular clients tried to come. I only got one regular client in 2 days. Every single person was a brand new
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
Every single person. They just happened to get there in time.
And you know why they picked you? Word of mouth. They heard how good you were. It wasn't just that they walked in and said, where's their psychic? They came in and they said, where's Jackie? I don't know. Everybody's like, oh, Jackie. Can I just go over there and talk to Jackie? No, you got to go over by the register. If they have room, they'll put you in there. And that Mercedes was just keeping things
yeah.
flowing. She was great. I mean, you know, Mercedes is great anyway.
She keeps her cool. She's very good with that.
She's good at that.
Yep.
Yeah.
She is.
And I'm just so glad. Erin was helping out there, too, a little bit. But
yep.
listen, I'm going to stop talking. I could keep gushing
yeah,
about this until, you know, for
yep.
another 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
But listen, I just wanted you to be aware. We are broadcasting live mm-hmm. from Trinity
so
Metaphysical.
Sometimes we talk a lot.
Yeah,
but
we do
talk
a lot.
If you do want to come to the store, Erin, who does massage therapy, she is here. And so is Elnor, who does the psychic portraits, as well as myself.
Yep.
And Jennifer Wood is here at Bring a Friend events. But she does come in if somebody wants to book an appointment, they can call. And
right.
and she will come in, you know.
She does Reiki,
by
too,
appointment.
Huh?
Yep, she does the chair Reiki with
yeah.
the crystal grid and the
yep.
arc.
Yep.
So Erin does the Swedish massage, and she does deep tissue, and she
yeah.
does hot stone therapy, and she's also doing the raindrop therapy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, she does all different kinds of massages.
Is the raindrop therapy like Chinese water torture? I don't even
no,
know what
that
is.
I think that feels better with
oils.
I'm hoping
it is.
And then Eleanor's here every second Friday of the month for Bring a Friend to do psychic portraits, but she also will come in
yeah.
By appointment. So, you know, if anybody wants... That, and we do have our classes every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday
so
night.
So you could check out our, you know,
I'm
our
here
website,
every Tuesday night.
www.trinitymetaphysicalcenter.com.
That's it. Or
so,
you can call
yep.
973-209-7070.
And you can check in next week when we talk about psychometry. So
yeah,
we promise not to be long-winded next week.
Yeah, we're going to get a few more callers in next week because, you know, I'm sorry. Couldn't shut up today. I'm just so excited about the fest. It was great. But we hope this next year, we hope to see even more people there.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we're going to have to worry about that.
we had a lot of people coming in from a lot of the counties, not just Sussex mm-hmm. County.
Oh,
but
no.
From,
they were
yeah,
coming
all
in from all different states.
Yeah,
I mean, we had vendors from different states.
Well,
I'm
thinking next year, Connecticut, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and New York. Yeah.
Oh, we had a lot from New York and
yeah.
Pennsylvania even this year.
We might have to do more, what should I say, more control of parking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put some of those police
yeah.
line things up just to make sure that people realize they can't park too close to the
yep.
building. But aside of that, we're going to sign off.
Yep.
All right. So saying goodnight from right here at Trinity Metaphysical is me, Charlie Botner, and...
Jackie.
And we're sitting there saying, if you want to listen in next week, 7 p.m. next Wednesday night. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.